With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Police identify the Madison, Wisconsin school shooter who killed a teacher and a student before turning the gun on herself as 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, who went by the name Samantha. A student at the Abundant Life Christian School, Rupnow shot and killed two people in study hall and injured several others. Democrats were quick to use the shooting to push a ban on so-called assault weapons. The school shooter used a handgun that she said in a manifesto that was online she obtained by, quote, lies and manipulation and my father's stupidity, end quote. SoftBank Group is planning to invest $100 billion in U.S. projects over the next 4 years. President Trump said it's a winning investment in the U.S.
This historic investment is a monumental demonstration of confidence in America's future, and it will help ensure that artificial intelligence, emerging technologies, and other industries of tomorrow are built, created, and grown right here in the USA.
Also at SRNnews.com, Canada's finance minister has resigned.
Canadian Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland, who is also Deputy Prime Minister, said that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told her that he no longer wanted her to serve in her role. He offered her another role in the cabinet, but she instead resigned. She said in her resignation letter that it was the only honest and viable path. The cabinet shakeup comes as Trudeau struggles with declining popularity and raised questions about how much longer he can stay in his job. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
This week, a Manhattan grand jury could return a murder indictment against the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The indictment would then trigger Governor Kathy Hochul to issue a warrant to extradite murder suspect Luigi Mangione to New York from Pennsylvania, where he's been since his arrest there a week ago. This is SRN News. The question is, will you be attending church this month? SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The old saying is that Christmas brings folks to worship who you don't see all year long. But according to a new poll from Lifeway Research, that's not necessarily true. 47% of adults say they do plan to show up at church sometime during the Christmas season, but 48% say they will not. However, the Lifeway poll also reveals that more than half of those people who don't plan to attend church would do so if a friend invited them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An appeals court in Louisiana rules that NASDAQ cannot require diversity on the boards of companies that list on the exchange. The decision comes more than 3 years after the Biden administration's Security and Exchange Commission approved NASDAQ's effort to force companies to place greater numbers of homosexuals, women, and racial minorities on their boards. This is SRN News. Another year goes by and more works of art become public domain.
Popeye the Sailor and the Belgian boy reporter Tintin lead the cast of characters and works of art becoming public domain in 2025. On January 1st, 2025, the U.S. copyright expires on creations from 1929. That means the early versions of the comic characters can be used without permission or payment. They'll be joined by the novels of Farewell to Arms from Ernest Hemingway and The Sound and the Fury by William Faulkner. Other titles include songs from Cole Porter, early films from Alfred Hitchcock and the Marx Brothers, and several more films starring Mickey Mouse, whose earliest incarnation became public domain last year. Keith Peters reporting.
A new study out of Spain suggests that walking 7,000 steps a day could help reduce the risk of depression. Researchers looked at 33 studies of nearly 100,000 people and found that people are 31% less likely to be depressed. More at SRNnews.com.